to join us. Okay, so I just wanted to welcome everyone to the March meeting of the Accessibility Standing Group. And we have an apology from Judith Hellerstein, and we're not sure if Klaus is going to join us. So welcome everyone else. So I thought we'd start with a review of action items from the last meeting. And so there were a few. One was about contacting the ISOC Foundation in regard to captioning funding for chapters. I have sent an email to Sarah Armstrong, the CEO, and broadened it to a range of other questions that would be good to discuss with her. So I'm looking forward to getting a response about that. Yeah, so that's happening. That's okay, so that's underway. And then I noticed there was an action on Vashka to follow up from the Bangladesh webinar in regard to clips from the webinar video or any.
Yeah, that was for me to do.
That was for you to do.
And
Okay, so.
I was hoping to do it for the AGM, but I just didn't get it together. But it's still something to be done. So I've
Right.
heard that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, fine. So I'll leave that with you then. And the other thing was about the web page for the Accessibility Standing Group. That would be on the ISOC website. And we had initially been given one sort of template, and then it changed to another type of template. And I looked at that tonight, my time, and fine-tuned it a bit. And
I added the links you were missing.
oh, did you? Fantastic. Thank you. Okay. Well, what I suggest is that if everyone could have a look at it and see if they're comfortable with what it's saying, and then get back to me in a day's time. It won't take long to go through, because I'm keen to get that to Kyle as soon as possible. And yeah, so there's a link in the chat for that. Ah, Klaus has joined us. Hello, Klaus.
Sorry for being late.
That's all right. Good to have you. Okay. We're just going through the review of the action items. And so we've got the web page review. And so I'm just saying, have a look at what's there. It's probably too long for what is required by ISOC, but let's try for it.
It's very difficult to really figure it out without a kind of, a wireframe or a view of, we have to
Yeah.
wait and see what it looks like, and then we'll
Yes.
have a better idea.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think sending them something more or less what they've asked for, and then they can play with that, and we can through iterations find something that works for both ISOC and us. So that's fine. Yeah, so yeah, if everyone can get back by tomorrow, would be great. Vashka, I just wanted to clarify with you about how accessible Google Docs is. for you to use. Bashkar, are you there?
So I need to check it in careful manner because still I'm facing some difficulties. But I know it is accessible, but I'm confused because my software is not supporting. That might for any other reason. I'll let you know. I need some time for this because I already asked some of my colleagues in other country to get their opinion on it.
Right, yeah, because I'm concerned that you can't participate in some of the work if you can't use Google, and if you can't, for whatever reason, we need to find some other way of shared documents.
I mean, that link that I just posted to the webpage thing, can you not see that? And I posted a link in the chat.
Bashka, could you check
I'll check the things and I'll let you know by a few days.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because that's only a one pager and there's going to be other things, and you know, we just need but to
I,
make
I saw
sure.
That I saw the attachment you have sent with the email of the website. It's okay.
All right. Well, you please let me know. And let us know, and we'll have to go from there. Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Sorry. Just I need to mute myself.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. So we'll go to online training course, agenda item 3, and you would have seen the email that Kyle responded with the very, very positively about the work that Nimita and the subcommittee have done. And so it's very, very encouraging, very encouraging. And so I'm setting up a meeting with Kyle early next week, all going well, and we will then know how they're going to do the next steps, because we really want them to start finding the funding for the design of a course, etc. Are there any comments about that? No. All right. So 2023 activities. This is the
Sorry, I was just focusing on attendance. What was the what did you say there?
Oh, just a positive response from Kyle Schulman. Okay. And our meeting with Kyle next week to work on the next steps.
And he wanted US English, right?
Yes. And I think that's up to the ISOC team, whoever does that, to convert that. I don't think that would be for us to do, but we'll discuss that.
But it's submitted. That's the big news, is that we've submitted it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That was a major piece of work.
Yeah.
Major piece of work for the accessibility standing group to do. And I mean, okay, we have consultants.
Is Namita getting paid?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Good. This was a contract. So, yes, so she got a proper consultancy through that. And that was basically using some of the funds from the ASG budget last year. So that's why it had to be done so quickly. In you know January and into February a bit, so yeah, but that's all sorted, and Nimita is quite interested in linking in with the ASG in future, so we'll just see where we might be able do some further collaboration. That's a bit further down the track. Okay, so 2023 activities. I put together a draft calendar because there's a lot coming up, especially in May, and we just need to make sure we are ready for some of those activities. But before that, we've got the members meeting, which we agreed that we would do. And then sometime in April, a webinar with chapters. And then early May is the ISOC Community Week. And 18th of May is GAD, Global Accessibility Awareness Day. So a lot happening and a lot to plan for, but that's great. That's what we're here for. So the calendar, so we're going to talk about the chapter webinar. We're going to talk a bit about mentoring members, workshop proposals. That's probably, we don't need to go into detail about that now, but when calls for proposal comes up, that's good to be prepared. Liaising with global disability organizations and with private sector. We'll park that one a little bit now because we've got all of these things in March, April, May. Are there other things that we should at this stage be adding to the calendar?
I have a suggestion. To set up a call with the ISOC alumni network. This is a thing which is, they started it at around the time of the last IGF, and it's all the fellows and ambassadors, that the youth fellows, and basically it's Nicholas Fiumarelli. And
I don't know him.
Well, he's the youth SIG. So basically, it's run out of the youth SIG, and the ISOC fellowship program, which is Alejandra Prieto. And so they've done two calls so far. The first call, they had Tracy Hackshaw talk about internet governance. They did their second call, which was, they had Fazi talk about internet fragmentation. So they're doing like a monthly call where they, you know, they have a guest speaker and they focus on some topic. So they could be reached out to an accessibility. We could organize a session on accessibility with them.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea.
Alumni network.
Okay. So you've obviously got all the links to them. So do you want to make contact or give me the details and I'll make contact and make a suggestion?
I think it'll be I think if I do the introduction for you.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Okay, that sounds good. So that's an action on you, Jolie.
Let me put this. I'm not even here. Calendar 2023 activities.
Yes, so we could do a sort of a general, I mean, if it's younger people, we might want to do something a little bit more cutting edge.
So, I mean these people, they're kind of, you know, they're policy wonks, so I think that, you know, we could be running basically, you know, a brief thing of the same content we've been running up for the course.
Okay. That sounds fine.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay. All right. So it can be something about
governance. It can still be governance oriented.
All right. Okay. So we need to work out if we're going to have speakers from like leadership team or have some interesting expert from outside the ASG too.
Yeah. I think, one aspect could be, could be Klaus doing a briefer rundown on the regulations.
Sure.
And I think, but not the whole thing, if that could be, that could be sort of 15 minutes or so, if we could have a couple of people talking about, it's basically, but I think regulation and governance of, that should be the theme.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. All right. And Klaus, you've been volunteered here. How does that sound?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
But briefly, not to the whole thing.
No. So 10 minutes. Yeah. No, five slides only.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes.
And when should this take place?
Well, we have to fit into their schedule, and they do one a month, so they've already got next month obviously scheduled. So, we'll see what we'll be running on their calendar. They've been running one a month at the the end of the month.
By the end of March, okay.
Yeah, so it won't be it could be the end of May is the earliest it's going to be.
Okay, yeah.
I would think.
No problem.
Or the end of April is certainly the earliest.
We'll find a place, another time.
That would be good if it's actually end of May onwards, because I think we've got a pretty full agenda before that. Okay. So we'll have.
I will say that I'm in touch with Jennison from GAAD. He came to Accessibility NYC and I videoed him, and so we talked. Now, and so I'm kind of, I've got a channel open to him, and he's a good speaker, and he's got this project which is the GAD Foundation. I did send an email about that, but I don't know if you saw about that, which is basically to finance people to go and speak at conferences about accessibility.
Ah, yes, I did see that. Yes. Well, yes.
And he's keen to promote that.
Excellent. Okay. All right. And I need to go back and check the details. So
that could be. I think. My thing. So I could give myself. To introduce you to Jennison as well.
Yeah.
So there's the.
That'll be good. Yeah. And that would not be for the alumni presentation. That would be because for the alumni, we're talking about, if he's going to talk about the GAD Foundation, it's more for, say, maybe a membership meeting, if people are looking for funding.
Maybe just have him come on and do a spot on the membership meeting would be a good thing.
I think that would be really good. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. Right. I think when it came to the alumni presentation, we've already had Klaus agree to speak on regulation, and then we can have maybe one or two other speakers, and we can work on who that should be as we get closer to the time, unless somebody has some other particular ideas at the moment. No. I must say I had an introduction from Shabir to the organizational advisory council, and because they have monthly roundtables, and they never responded. So I thought that was very disappointing. And so hopefully the alumni network will be a little bit more receptive.
Sorry, who is that that you didn't get a response from?
This is the organization.
The organizational. I think they're in a state of, they're just in a state of planning blight. They're just reforming. I've seen that someone new has been put in charge of it. There's a change so I think they're in a transition period. I think you hit them when they're not.
Fair enough. That's fine.
And
that's
I think you went at the person who is the chair, whereas in fact you're going to have to go through the staff member who's responsible for organizations. And I think that person has changed. I think that person is just changing right now. A new person has come into that. I don't remember details, but I kind of noticed that.
Sure. Okay. Well, when we know more, and if you hear something more, Jolie, then let me know, and I can follow up with that liaison person. So that sounds fine. All right. Okay. Right. So just going back to the draft calendar, are there any other activities that anyone would like to mention if that should be included in the calendar? I've spoken to Sakari about the North African School of Internet Governance and IGF, before the call was starting to be recorded, Sakari is going to follow up on that. So that's really good.
Yes. Gunilla?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Zakaria, please proceed.
Yeah.
Zakaria,
please proceed. Okay. Thank you, Vashkar. We also talked about the webinar for North African developers about on the accessibility guidelines.
Yes. And that. So that would be, that's what I need to be clear then. That would be separate to say the School of Internet Governance or the North African IGF. Would this be more for the Moroccan chapter, or what did you have in mind?
Well, I have in mind exactly to associate the Moroccan chapter on this event, because Moroccan chapter and also some North African chapters. So it's better that it will be co-organized by ISCG and local chapters.
Right. Okay.
To
yes.
Have more impact.
We did speak about that last year, I recall. So, yes, so that would be excellent. When would you be thinking of doing that?
Maybe we can put it after the North African Internet Governance Forum, I think, in June.
June sounds good. Yep.
Yeah.
Really good. Okay. All right. Well, I let us know when you have good reactions from the chapters, and obviously we'll support you in what's needed.
Okay.
Gunilla?
Yes, Bashka?
So one important point I would like to share with you all, basically, you know, in Bangladesh, Internet Governance Forum and Youth Internet Governance Forum, there will be a session will be in Youth Internet Governance Forum will be take place in May. But the organizer are communicating with me. They want to give us a session, like a 2-hour session. But they're asking that we need to pay $1,000 for attending this session. So that's really surprising, and I think I'm just reporting you.
They did this last year as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's really a shame. And what is that? I told them that people are paying me. I am not paying anyone.
No. And that must be unique. I have never come across any national or regional IDF asking for payment to be included in the sessions. And to me, do they do that with everyone else?
I'm not pretty sure. For their condition is for ensuring disability inclusion, we need to pay for a session or something.
To me, I hope that they're not being discriminatory, that this is a way to make sure that there isn't a session. I can't say. So, Bashgar, you can't do anything about that.
Well,
if I wish, I can arrange $1,000, but I should not give them that.
No. No, they should not get any money. They should not. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Jolie, did you say something?
Well, if you could find a sponsor,
No. I honestly, that goes against how the Internet Governance Forums work. I just think it's a straight no.
Do you think I can send an email to you, because they are asking me to talk with Internet Society for a fund?
Yes. So
can I write an email by copying that organizing team, and you can wrote on that?
I mean, the thing is that ISOC Foundation does support NRIs, and so if they were going to go to the ISOC Foundation for money, then we could say to the ISOC Foundation, well, as long as the accessibility is on the thing, don't accept, otherwise don't give them any money. It's like it goes, we can use the leverage. Otherwise, if it wasn't couched in this fashion, it would be quite normal for them to say, could we get some money from the ISOC Foundation? We'd be go, oh, fine. And do you want to do something with accessibility? Oh, fine. Do you know what I mean? But it's the quid pro quo aspect of it, which Gunella is finding offensive. And quite rightly, I guess. But if they're going to go to ISOC Foundation, we should make sure that they don't get any money from ISOC Foundation, unless, then the shoe's on the other foot. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand.
Oscar, are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely, because we want to see, they must first become more inclusive, then we may help them for money.
Yeah.
So we can say to them, yes, there is money available from the ISOC Foundation, but before that, we have to know that there is a solid commitment to accessibility. So instead of, put the ball back in their court, as it were. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. True, I agree with you, Jolie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have to handle it sensitively as well. So I think...
you could chat, if we could back channel chat to ISOC Foundation and actually explain to them what's going on, I think they would.
Jolly, there is one strategy we can do. They're promoting the event like Youth IGF. So in different group mailing list, we can ask them the question, like someone if outside can ask that, what you are doing for the accessibility and inclusion.
You could put the pressure on like that. But look, there's nothing to stop anybody, if they were to apply to the ISOC Foundation, it would have to be via the local chapter. I think I'm pretty sure.
Indian Society local chapter is good. They are good. But
The local chapter in Bangladesh is excellent.
Yeah.
So I would have a discussion with the local chapter about it, and then say, you know, and then,
I can request you. I can give you a request to you. You can write to Mr. Kausar or Shah to look this matter. Bangladesh IGF. Why you don't need to say nothing? But why Bangladesh IGF are not really considering community issues?
I think it's a broader thing. Going back to your discussions, your wide ranging discussions with the ISOC Foundation, is that, you know, you could be saying to them, if they're going to be giving money to national and regional IGFs, which they are, you know, accessibility should be a factor in that, you know. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, that would be great condition. Like, if they give a condition like local or regional IGF should be accessible and inclusive, that really create and can bring some change. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That's useful problem solving. So, I think there's a few points there. One of them is when I have a meeting with the ISOC Foundation, I can informally mention this. Also going to, I'm going to the ICANN meeting, and I'll probably see Shah there. And I can just informally explain the situation to him, and we'll just see how we can do this to improve the situation in Bangladesh.
Can I ask a question? Is the IGF in Japan really in October?
What did you say? I didn't hear.
Is the IGF in Japan in October?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because normally they've been having them in December, so they've moved it up.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
I think it's... I haven't got the dates in front of me, but I think it's early-ish October. So, anyway. Okay. Anything else for the draft calendar at this stage? No, I think we've got plenty there. Jolly, you may wish to add in May a question mark about the North African School of Internet Governance and IGF too, because I think you've got Sakari. Let's see, have you got Sakari listed there? For the chat is North African chapters webinar, which would be a different thing again to the North African SIG and the North African SIG and IGF in North Africa. Klaus, did you have something you wanted to add? No? Okay.
Not at the moment.
No. Okay.
Does Sakari have a webinar in addition to this?
Through June.
June?
Yeah.
Swaran, I'm wondering, are you going to be connected with the Pacific IGF in any way?
Yes, I was about to raise my hand. We'll definitely be connected, but they have not given us much information about dates, so I don't see any planning coming forth.
Okay. Yeah.
But with the new Picasso board, they're still trying to get things organized. In the past, I've been in the subcommittee, the steering committee, you know, so I'll definitely be involved with that. And I'll definitely be, you know, getting back to the group, our accessibility standing group, to maybe we should propose a few sessions.
That would be good. That would be excellent. Yes. All right. Okay. So we'll keep that in the back of our minds for August. We haven't talked about Europe, Klaus, when it comes to Eurodig or anything like that. Are you involved with that in any way, Klaus?
In what?
Eurodig?
Eurodig.
Eurodig, no.
Okay. All right.
What's the Eurodig?
It's the European something on internet governance. So it's a European version of, say, a regional IGF like the one in the Asia Pacific.
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah. One of the things I need to mention here, we're looking at a lot of activities liaising with regional IGFs and so forth, and also the global one in Japan. DCAD will be having an extraordinary meeting later this evening for some people, in the middle of the night for me. And to resurrect DCAD, for those who may not be familiar, it's a dynamic coalition on accessibility and disability through the IGF, and it's had a few little issues in the last year or so, and one of the things that they may be working on is liaising and supporting accessibility in various NRIs. So we will keep a watching brief on that. So we're not duplicating, but we're complementing. So I think that's worth noting. All right. So we need to drill down. We are 10:45, my time. With a members meeting, we need to set the date and an agenda for that. One suggested time was 1100 UTC, which would be good for most people on the accessibility team. And certainly good for Europeans and Africans and so forth.
All the people who complained last time.
Yeah. I was trying to be diplomatic there, Charlie. Yes, exactly. Okay. So I put in the draft calendar the 28th of March. Does that sound like a reasonable time, lead time, for Jolie to book captioning and sign language international sign interpreters? Do you think that's a reasonable amount of time?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Yeah. And so 11, we'll set it for 11 UTC. And I put in a couple of suggestions for what we're going to talk about. And we'll do a quick review of 2022. We can talk about liaising with chapters. I'm wondering, should we do like we did at the annual members meeting, that each of the leadership team says a few words about what they've been involved with? Would you like to do that or not? Well, that's resounding silence.
Well, that's because Judith isn't here, but we never have silence. But
even I didn't understand this point. I'm going to allow my apology for that.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's. I'm glad you said that, Mashka. So what I'm saying is that for the agenda of a members meeting, we could have, as we had in the annual members meeting when we had Board of Trustees, which we're not having, of course, this time, we could have each of a leadership team, like we did at that other meeting, say a few words, say 2 or 3 minutes, about what they have been involved with in the past year. And
I mean, didn't we already have that at the AGM, but you just want us to repeat the same kind of stuff?
Well, it's really a matter of if we should repeat it or we should just move on.
I think because, you know, we are going to organize that in a other time zone, and the people who already joined, they may not join. So it not be a repeating, and we can
in a good such point. Way
then people will not feel.
I mean, Swaran did a whole presentation. So would she want to redo that presentation?
I think we should stick to just short, just very short, like 3 minutes for each person.
I'm just having a look. I can actually, if I go into my stuff here, I can actually tell you how long everybody spoke for last time.
Okay. While you're doing that, we are getting beyond, we're getting close to the hour. How are people placed to go for another 15, 20 minutes or so? Is there anyone who can't do that?
Hello?
All good with me.
Thank you.
For me, I have no work last next 5 hours. Oh, I have another meeting in 7. It's okay. Now it's okay.
Okay, so you can stay on a bit, Bashka?
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. Yeah, till 7 I can wait.
I can stay thing. 15 minutes more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Klaus, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Thank you.
I'm okay with it.
Thank you. All right, let's get moving then. So while Joel is checking on timing, we need to just work out what to do in that members meeting. So I'll do a quick review of 2022. Then each of the leadership team can spend 3 minutes max talking about one key activity from last year. So you would know what you did. Like Lashka can talk about Community Week. Klaus can talk about the webinar on EU regulation, and so it goes on. So that should be fine. All right, and then we can talk about.
I lost audio for a minute there, so when I fired up my other software, so I just missed like last minute or two.
Okay, now it's basically that just reviewing what each of the people will talk about, and it's basically what was last time.
Zoom meeting row one inbox new document table view inbox back Zoom meeting row one com Zoom meeting.
Bashka.
So anyway, my suggestion is Jennison, obviously.
For Jennison, yes, that's right. So, okay.
I'm very apology for my sound. We must write to the Zoom. It should not some should not come in the meeting. So, however, that's good plan, Gunilla. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So we'll have Jennison. We'll ask him, and then I think we can just have a little bit of open discussion. It shouldn't have to be that structured. I mean, we can mention we're working liaising with chapters. We're putting in a number of workshop proposals to NRIs.
The sort of purpose of this meeting is to launch the survey, right, or not? Or that's that's in April. So this is just another meeting. Yeah. So this is just
for members.
Yeah.
And I think the point is that, and Vashka mentioned that to me offline, and quite rightly, that we need to be.
So maybe the thing we really want to do is, you know, we want to hear from the members rather than speak to them.
Yeah. So I would say if we're doing an hour, that we would have max half an hour for us to speak about what we've been doing, and then Jennison to speak maybe, 10, 15 minutes, and then we open for questions and what people's ideas are, and we'll go from there.
Okay. So we'll say it's an hour, and I'll schedule for the extra 15 minutes like I did last time.
Perfect. Yep. That sounds great. All right. Okay. So I think we should be fairly right with that. So really the priority then is for Jolie to link me up with Jennison so that I can invite him and he can set aside that time. Where is he based? Is he US?
San Francisco. I think you know, he's out of Toronto, but I think he's Bay Area, you know, I think that's how it goes, because he started the SF Bay. I've lost track of it now. I think he started Toronto and then he went to the Bay and started the SF Bay too.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about what the time would be in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good time for him in San Francisco. But mind you, he may be one of these people that, you know.
Well, if it's 11 UTC, it's 7 a.m. in New York, which means what? How much?
Well,
is it?
The alternative is that I have the video of him making the quick pitch at Accessibility NYC, so we could always play that video if it doesn't work out.
Is it 3 hours difference between New York and San Francisco?
Yeah. So that would be 5 a.m. in San Francisco.
That's 2 hours. It's 4 a.m. Not good.
4 a.m.
Not good. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can't do anything with time zones. It's just how it is.
Well, we can reach out to him and then figure it out from there. You know, get something going and say, okay, well, we've got the video. And as long as we...
Yeah, okay, all right.
That is a good type presentation that I have of him on the video, but it would be good, much better for him to talk directly.
How long is the video?
It is, I'll find it on YouTube, but hang on, I'll just.
Okay, yeah, let's move on then. I think we've got a pretty good idea on the members meeting then. So the next one to talk
it's
about.
4 minutes, 4 minutes, the video.
Oh, that's easy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So the only thing is that people are going to want to ask questions, but we'll have to just keep. Well, we can collect the questions and then follow up with Jennison on by email or something. Okay. All right. Okay, moving on. All right, so I'll leave you to Jolly to get the bookings for the captioning and interpretation and so forth. So with a chapters webinar, Klaus, you're going to have a starring role here, I think, to connect with the chapters through the Chapter Advisory Council, and invite them to the webinar. So we need to set a date for that.
Yep.
And so that I was suggesting middle of April. Do you think that's a good time? That's after Easter.
Middle of April means for you, third week.
Sorry, Klaus, I didn't hear you.
Middle of April means for you the third week. That means the 7th from the 17th of April.
Yes, probably.
For me, it's okay. For the others, it's okay.
Okay.
I can do it from the 19th of April, because before I'm in Slovenia.
Right. Okay. So from the 19th, what day of the week is that?
Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. Wednesday, 19th, 20th, 21. No problem.
Okay. So yes. So 19th or the 20th, then we would be looking at. All right. Any takers for 19 or 20? No? Okay. Shall we make it the 19th then?
It's okay.
Okay. So it's basically, Klaus, have you...
It's going to be a 1100 thing again?
Yes.
1100 UTC.
Yeah.
Okay, on the 19th, yeah. And it should be a basic webinar about what is accessibility or what we are doing there.
Probably a little bit more than that. I mean, we can certainly start with the basics, but there are some chapters who have done accessibility projects and are active in some ways and would like, some might want to do more. So it's excuse me, giving people an intro and probably, again, it might be useful to do the EU regulation, because that doesn't only affect Europe, it affects globally anyone who wants to supply to Europe. If you wanted to, look, we could have, for example, Vashka doing an intro to web accessibility, then we could have Klaus. The other thing I was thinking, to make it maybe attractive to get chapter leaders to come, is to have a keynote speaker. So that's where we could have Shadia Bousara from Amazon Now. And we could have your Google colleague,
Christopher Petner, yeah. But sorry to jump in. Don't you think it would be nice to make it a little bit away from the classic paths, and to when we invite the chapters, to ask them in a more interactive way what we can do for them. To give the framework to say, okay, Vashka gives them an overview about accessibility and what we are doing as a chapter, and then more or less ask them what they want to have from us, or how we could support them in their chapters to promote accessibility.
I agree with that. I thought that was the whole point of it.
Yeah, but we are
all... when we're doing a normal or regular webinar, yeah, with all this with all the let's say
so maybe
reports that we have, yeah.
So maybe yeah. Webinar is the wrong word. It's the consultation, like
yeah. Perhaps we should ask them in the four forums. What do you want for us? Yeah. How can we help you? Can we connect you to people? Can we bring you some knowledge, some information? Do you want to have webinars for a specific topic, for example, or should we tell you about legal situation in different regions of the world or whatever? Yeah. But I think it would be better first to ask them.
Sure. And we were talking last meeting about doing a survey with chapters about what they would like, and maybe this is a good way of doing it. So we encourage the discussion in the consultation, and then we formalize it by doing a survey. Or do you think that's overkill?
No, I think that's good.
Mm. And to make kind of round table, huh? Invite them to sit
and
on
then,
the table.
You know, when you launch the survey, you can say, "And here's the recording of the webinar." And it's a kind of launch point for it too.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds.
And how long? How long? How long? For 1 hour or 1.5 hours?
Make it 1 hour and 15. It's hard sometimes, I think, to get people to stay for 90 minutes. That's my only concern.
Let's see what is the response. I will try to contact all the chapter leads, yeah, and write it in the internal chat, and we have no response, yeah, we can change it, yeah. But let's see what's going to happen.
You know, my feeling is that when you're inviting people to speak, you don't want to be cutting them off and rushing them. And so you're better off with the 90 minutes so that there's time for people to, there's plenty of time for people to speak.
Okay. Yep. Let's do a 90 minutes.
Yeah, but I thought we agreed that we don't invite them to speak, but we invite them to discuss with us in a kind of round table situation.
Well, they do speak, yeah. You know, it is interactive. Everybody can have their say. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't want them to make any PowerPoint presentations or something like that.
No.
Okay.
It's going to be a very interactive type of
I mean, it's you're better off cutting it short because you've run out of things to say than chopping every people off because, sorry, we're out of time, you know. Or we can say, okay, we're out of time, fill out the survey. You know, I mean, I don't have a problem with people making brief presentations about, you know, what they're doing, yeah. You know, a few people doing, you know, doing, if it's set up before, we know that people are good presenters. You know, we've got some talented people. There is a resource that we have, which we haven't used, which is the registrations that we got for the accessibility SIG, where we got quite a lot of detail from people about what they do in their, you know, in their various countries. And, you know, we could be outreaching to those people.
Yeah, but Jolly, don't you think it would be a starting point first to not give them the floor, but first to ask them what we can do for them? And then we can start a series of webinars where they can present. Because in my opinion or in my experience, when you invite people to speak, yeah, and you tell them you have 5 minutes, yeah, then there are 15 minutes on the table. Yeah. And we are not I think the reason for this webinar should be really to bring us on the table as the players for accessibility and to tell them, okay, yeah, we have the concentrated.
I'm a little scared of asking people to ask them me to you know us to do things for them because we already have a plenty of on our plate. I was thinking more of
there's no obligation. Yeah, we ask you
of learning more about what people are doing in their countries, in their chapters. You know.
Yeah, but then, when we ask them,
then we can see where the gaps are.
Yeah, but when we ask them, yeah, what, how can we help you, or what are your needs? Then we can prepare the all the other things about. Let's see, the legal background, the technical background, policy, conferences, or meetings, and not to how we can ask them do you want to ask them what are you doing for accessibility in your chapter? Then we will only have the chapters that have done something and not the chapters that have done anything. In the past.
But I think that the chapters that don't do anything, by listening to the chapters that are doing something, will begin to get ideas.
Yeah, I think that one of the things we might do is to ask some chapters, and now it's becoming more formalized again, that we know have done some interesting accessibility work to speak. And I recognize, Klaus, that people go on and on too much, but we just have to be very strict with time and use that as a way of inspiring ideas with chapters who haven't done much or have been thinking about doing it, and maybe they say, oh, it's too expensive, or how do we go about it? And while we have extremely limited resources, we can't be helping you know, tens and tens of chapters, we can maybe we find common questions, and we can have a list of links with resources or something like that that might help them. But we need to maybe a little bit formally and maybe a bit more informally hear from them and then follow up with a survey.
Okay, that means for me, yeah, when I invite them to come, then we ask them if they have something to say in the field of accessibility, what they have done in their chapter.
Yeah.
And I invite them, if they want to speak, they can have a 3 or 5 minute slot to present what they have done in the past.
Mm, that sounds good. And then to emphasize that it is a consultation, and we're keen to hear what other chapters might be interested in doing in future.
So we have a round of 3 or 4 or 4 or 5 people that are presenting what they have done in the past, and then we ask them what they want to hear, or what are the most burning problems.
If we have a couple that are good, that we know are good, I mean, like Armenia or whatever, then we can then say, you know, can anybody else raise their hand, you know, after that, you know, and we, you know, after, you know, sort of bring, you know, bring a bottle kind of thing, you know, it's rather than handing out slots to all and sundry, we know that it was a couple of chapters that have done.
Yeah, but we have to organize it. I can't tell them, okay, come and if you want to speak, you can speak. So we have to limit it to a certain amount, and there has to be a preparation because we have to know what they are speaking about. Yeah.
There is a term which is lightning talk. You know what I mean? Which is the idea that you can do, you know, a flash presentation or a lightning talk, or there's a phraseology which gives the idea that there is, you know.
Maybe work when it's on site, yeah. But
so you can actually do a sign up to give a lightning talk at the thing. Do you see what I mean? Something like that, or a flash talk.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay, I think we need to put a stop to this discussion, and maybe Klaus, if you're not comfortable with this, we can continue online to discuss how we best achieve something that works well.
I will set the frame and send it in the group. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, basically, I don't have strong feelings, and I'm quite willing to let Klaus, you know, if he has an opinion, an idea of how it's going to run, to just go with whatever he wants to do.
No problem. Yeah. Let's discuss it, and we'll find a solution. Okay.
And Klaus, will you be then sharing the members' meeting? Yeah. Okay.
On the 19th, or what?
Yeah, 19th of April.
No, yeah.
11 UTC.
Yep. So, yep.
Excellent. All right. Good. And then we need to work out the survey. What should be the survey questions, and if there are people who would like to help Klaus with that, would be really good.
Yep.
Is anyone going to put their hand for that?
I can help Klaus on that.
Thank you, Sakari, because I think this was your initial suggestion. So that's really good. Thank you.
I would just mention that we have we actually pay for at the ALISIG for this form thing that we use for our registration. That's quite a sophisticated form that we can run, you know, a survey using this form that has lots of if and or and options that you can do with it. So
excellent. What's that called?
Oh, I'd have to go away and think about it.
Oh, doesn't like it. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think about using if this works? Okay. Yeah. But if we don't use this this phone thing, what about Survey Monkey, for example? Does this work for all people? Is it accessible, Vashka?
Yeah, I've made this thing that's very accessible.
Okay. Which one?
A SurveyMonkey.
SurveyMonkey is fully accessible. There's no problem at all.
Okay. Good. All right. We'll just keep moving. Community Week. Vashgar, I think you participated in the initial planning call this week. Is that correct?
Yes, and I also expressed our interest to do something in the community week, and they told us that they can start the further communication by email. And secondly, I have raised the accessibility issues of the websites and things, and I think they have some kind of misunderstanding. They thought maybe for people with disability, we can develop something separate like that. I said, no, you should consider about your system should be accessible for all. And then not only for people with disabilities, I told them, like, even our chair, she was struggling to find out the sessions and other things because it is inaccessible for everyone, not only for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Thank you. That's excellent. Yeah. Okay. Right. So they've got that message loud and clear. And then we need to be ready. Did they mention when they're going to open up session proposals?
Not really. They told me like they can study e discussions. We can then like that. No, I didn't catch that word, you know. I didn't know that
That's
they had
fine.
talked
That's
anything about that.
okay. So then the question is, the possible topic we're going to put in for. Kyle had wanted to do something more about accessibility of infographics, and I think that's very specialized. And we were talking about maybe doing something with based on the chapters consultation, or something about VR, or we could have something like we've talked about web accessibility, and Vashka's presented on that. But there's always this thing about captioning and human captioning as against AI. And that could be an option. So what are your thoughts?
Gunilla, I think we need some time for thinking because we need to see their agenda and their interest also. Based
Good.
on
Okay.
that, we can plan.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion. Other can add more.
Okay. Any other comments on that? No? Okay. All right. I think we just need to move on and be very fast. So, with the agenda item action plan update plus template for activities, I just wondered how we can map out what we're going to do this year. And because there was so much in my head, that's why I put the draft calendar together. Looking back on the action plan, I don't think we need to do it the same way as we did initially. So Swaran and Zachary, if you wanted to just consider using the calendar with some, key points about what we will be doing this year in regard to outreach, for chapters, etc., that would be good. And just as a starting point, and then we can fine-tune it. Does that sound okay for you both?
Uh, yes, it
Gunilla,
does, Gunilla.
are you talking about Google Calendar?
No,
No.
I'm just talking about that draft calendar that I put together, which just listed some of the dates and possible activities and a little bit more detail about each one.
Okay.
In other words, we're eschewing projects in favor of just activities. Is that right?
Well, we have the overarching projects, which is the disability leadership training, the accessibility framework for ISOC, and that then is all
So
really.
we don't need to define those into this activity plan because they're already in the old activity plan, or
I think so. Yeah. Yes, I think so. Yeah, I don't think we need to make more work for ourselves there, as long as we have a structure so we know what we're doing in a coordinated fashion. I think that's the main thing. And the other thing I was thinking was a template for activities. We had one in a Google Doc last year, and it's sometimes easy to forget to actually write something in there, say yes. Like Vashka did a presentation to the ISOC web team last week, and so that's something that needs to be included. And again, it's just a simple form.
I will say that what my thinking on this stuff is that it's easier to rather than to have a form, it's just to assign it to a person. I'm the person that, you know, posts this stuff onto the wiki, which is where it actually lives. And so if you just say, you tell me in, you know, you announce it in WhatsApp or you announce it, you know, to me, what it is you want added to the activity list, I'll do it. Do you know what I mean? Whichever way you want to do it, rather than just, it's a chore to fill out a form. It's easy just to like send a message. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Jolly, I'm very happy for that. It's just another task for you to do though.
Yeah, but just, you know, if you want something added to the wiki, which is what you, which is basically what you're doing, and the wiki then gets added to the web page. Do you know what I mean? That's the way it works.
Yes. Yep. So okay.
You just tell me and I'll do it.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. So everyone can do that then. So Vashko, yeah, so
the WhatsApp is a good place to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, that's good. Just with a date, the title or the activity. I think that's all that's needed. And if there is a link
I think I should add another section for publicity so that we can start adding these things that Vashkar's been punting down the line, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you. All right. So then we come to, well, item 7, the web page we've already talked about. Any other business? Is there anything else anyone would like to add? Going, gone.
Meeting. Okay.
Vanilla?
Yes.
Just an quick thoughts. As a accessibility standing group, we may try to identify some resource or funding to sponsor some of our members or our leadership team member to attend in the regional and international IG related conferences and seminars. We could do together to explore if any opportunity is there. I think you understand that our attendance in the APRIJ create a difference. That's true.
Yeah, it made a huge difference. Yes. Yes. It was very important. And when it comes to ways of getting funding, we know that there's fellowships, there's a range of resources. Actually, it's in the document that Nirmita wrote in the module 4. There's a lot of information there. If you can, Vashka, have a look at that. And we certainly want to encourage people, and certainly with DCAD, they will, all going well, activate the travel funding that Vinsurf donated a few years ago. So does that sort of answer your question?
Yeah, I will explore and I'll let you know what we could do.
Yeah, okay.
If possible, we'll encourage the youth from our region to join in different conferences, seminar.
That's right, yes. And it has to be on a incremental way, so that, for example, if from the face-to-face training we did in Dhaka, that there's some people that you can be the judge of, Vashka, that could be ready to participate at the APRIGF, or they might you know, take a step further into the IGF, but they have to feel ready and you have to feel that they are ready. So that's one example. And and I think we can continue that discussion. I think it's important that we do that.
Can I get a minute on that? I didn't quite. Can you summarize what that was all about, that discussion right there?
To explore funding opportunities for people with disability to participate at NRIs and the global IGF. and refer to module 4 in the disability leadership training content. Okay, if there's nothing else, we just should set a time for the next meeting so we don't have to have this toing and froing on WhatsApp. It's very difficult to get everyone to a meeting, recognizing the time zones and so forth. So my suggestion is that the next meeting be on the 13th of April. I think we seem to have the meetings on a Thursday, and if we do it with the alternate timing, recognizing that some parts of the world now are going into summertime or daylight saving, and some are going out of it, and some are not going anywhere with time zone changes. We could do something like 21 UTC, but that's impossible for Vashka. So the other option would be to stick with 11 UTC during the northern summer and the southern winter. How's that sound?
I don't mind.
Jolly, you're so flexible. I've never worked out when you sleep, but that's fine.
Well, this is actually my bedtime. I'm staying up late for you. I normally go to bed at 6 in the morning.
At 6 in the morning.
Okay.
I know. I sleep at 6 in the morning and 6 in the evening, basically.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. So it sounds like we will go with 11 UTC on the 13th of April and disturb Yoli's sleep, but everyone else is okay.
So it is summertime here, so that'll be 7 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, EDT. Yeah.
And hopefully Judith will be reasonably awake then too.
Yeah, okay. Judith doesn't get going before 7 a.m. in my experience.
No, I've learned that, yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And it ended up being an hour and a half, but we've got a lot of planning happening and a lot of good things that we'll do this year. So great working with you all. And we'll talk offline and go from there. Thank you.
Okay. Stay safe.
Bye.
Stay safe. Bye.
Thank you.